Friday, October 14, 2022, 6:07 a.m. So, okay, so I'm in the studio slash garage. Did not paint today again. Haven't painted for quite a while since I finished the Emily's Empowerment painting. Hold on, let me tighten this up. There we go. So I've been having trouble varnishing it. I tried the Gamvar, and I watched the video on it, but I didn't pay attention, so I did it wrong. Luckily, they say you can just go ahead and use the Gamsol solvent and take it off, and they're right. It came off. So this is my... Okay, so I put it on, and I put it on too thick, and it streaked. It had little ridges on there, so... didn't look good, so I used the Gamsol and I removed it, or smoothed it out, and basically it looks like what I did, and it dried, and there's still some weird things there. So I did it again, used the Gamsol solvent with a t-shirt rag, which they recommend, and it looked better this time, but there's still some imperfections. And I did it again, and it all was almost perfect, but there were still some little imperfections there. So, and I'm figuring out by now I've pretty much removed most of the Gamvar anyway. So I decided to go ahead and try another attempt at coating it. So I bought a more fine brush than what I used. I got a nylon brush. I didn't realize I didn't wash it yet or clean it off. Excuse me, hold on. Boy, dry throat. And then I used the Gamvar, and I actually thinned it down about halfway, a little more than halfway, a little less than halfway, excuse me, with some Gamsol. And I put it on as thin as I could. I spread it out really, really thin with that fine brush, and we'll see how it happens. Let's see. So this week so far, I've got some health problems again. Dang it. I don't know what's going on, but, where my leg attaches to my groin, tendonitis. That's what closest I could explain it or can, describe it to, on my right side, which is the side I fell on when I fell off the ladder back in 2019. So, and I'm getting a little concerned about a little stuff there. A little, you know, it's like I got a big lump on the side of my, I mean, huge lump, like not a, you know, baseball side, but size, but like my hip, my right hip is larger than my left hip. And it's right where I landed. So I don't know what that means. So I guess I got to go to a doctor for that one of these days here. I'm also supposed to make an appointment with my cardiologist. And I guess I'm supposed to call him because he wanted us to have he wanted to touch bases with me here this month. And so I guess I got to do that. The day before yesterday, I took the truck in for oil change to the dealer, and it's no longer a simple oil change. You know, they got to check everything, rotate the tires and all that sort of stuff. And, an oil change now costs, about $160. When I made the appointment, it was like 3 weeks out as soon as I could get in for an oil change. So not only did they make me wait for the oil change, I had to, you know, pay $160 for it. So, it's got less than 10,000 miles on the truck. So I don't know what that means. They said brakes look good. Of course they look good. I haven't hardly driven it. anyways, talk about driving it. So yesterday, my sister was going to go to a quilt convention down in Santa Clarita, Santa Clara, I'm probably somewhere in the Bay Area. She took a train down there, and two of her friends accompanied her. She asked me if I'd take her, and I said sure. And then I guess two of her other friends said, "Well, we'd like to go along." And so I said, she asked me, "Is it okay if they come?" So yeah, that makes more sense to take more people than just one person down there. So I used the truck, and it was fun going down there because it's been ages since I've been down to the downtown area. And when I got down there and left, it was still dark, so I really didn't get to see too much. But when I picked her up later on, and the train came in at about 6 o'clock, it was still light. I drove down there down 80. I caught 80 from Business 80 from Winding Way, and I went all the way down to, and I caught 160 to 12th Street. And that was a nice drive. I could not believe how much development has gone on 12th Street north of the tracks. I mean, there's housing there across from the Loaves and Fishes where they feed the homeless people, that they've been feeding them for decades there. So I'm just surprised. I'm just really surprised. And they said that when I talked about it to them, they said that my sister and this other lady said that Richards Boulevard is really developed. So I guess I gotta go down and take a look at that one of these days. Ah, boy, I just can't believe it. How much development's going on there. And then, well, then we, Margaret and I were also out in Folsom with Gubbio, our previous dog. This was back in the spring before he died. We decided to take a little trip, a little ride out that way. And South Bidwell, or whatever that is, on the south side of 50. There's a, that's all developed out there. It used to be just nothing but grazing land. And so I guess they decided, well, let's put some people on there. Yeah, not anything the homeless people can afford. That's for sure. Somebody's making money somewhere. Anyway. Okay, yeah, so yesterday also we took our new dog Pia to the vet. When you adopt from the SPCA, they give you a free voucher for the free exam of the dog and blah blah blah. And of course they make money off it because they recommended her she get a leptospirosis, something or other. I keep forgetting what the name of it is, but it's I guess to keep them from contracting whatever bacteria wild animals get. And we've got tons of wild animals here in Fair Oaks, rats too, I don't consider them domesticated, but they sure are around a lot of people. But yeah, we have skunks and raccoons and blah blah blah. So, and then when I take the dog for a walk, yeah, she's sniffing her, she's putting her nose right in all those leaves and stuff, and I see that tongue licking it every now and then. So yeah, she's like our other dog, and we gave our other Margaret doesn't like vaccines on the too over vaccinating the dogs and our cats and stuff, but this one, yeah, I insisted on it, so we did the other dog too. Never had any problems with that. Because he would do the same thing and just put his nose on the ground and lick some stuff there and now and then. I don't know why dogs do that. But anyway, so yeah, so we took her in, and she gained approximately 7 pounds. But she's still at a good weight. So now what we have to do is maintain that weight, and we'll see if the wife can do it. Because she always feels that everybody's starving to death around here. Let's see what else we got going. Yeah, so I enter the Crocker Kingsley. We get to find out if we get accepted or not on the 28th. They're supposed to send out the notifications. So I've been entering the Crocker Kingsley since about 1979, 1980. I missed maybe 2 or 3 years, or 2 or 3 not years, but times when they were remodeling the Crocker Art Museum, and they had to do the Crocker Kingsley show at the light. I think it was the Sacramento Library is what they the venue that they chose. So they used to have the Crocker Kingsley, and it'd all be judged and shown at the Crocker Art Museum. And anyway, so yeah, so I've been applying for that year after year. I finally got accepted into one of the Crocker Kingsleys in 2012. My cows with the on, my black cows on a green California hill was accepted into that. Didn't win anything, but at least I got to show it in the Crocker Kingsley. And since then, I really haven't had anything to show up, but I put stuff in there anyway. Stuff that I really wasn't ready, but might as well see what happens. So I put it in, and but again, nothing since 2012. Hopefully, I get in this year, but I doubt it. My Emily's empowerment might be too on the wrong side of the line for politically for the judge, because it's kind of pro-gun in a way. Pro, I don't need the government to protect myself because I need. Oh, here it comes. Here she comes.
Everybody was in the hallway,
Oh, well, good.
but she didn't go charging. Of course, I had her on a short
Yeah,
leash.
but she doesn't want to really anymore.
No, but they're sitting there. I said, "Come on, everybody's got to move." So the two girls, Sasha's the slowest.
Yeah.
He kind of looks and he stops and looks back. He walks, he stops and looks back. I say, "Keep looking, Sasha." Okay.
Okay.
Very good.
So how's the puppy, huh? How's the dog? Come here. Good girl. Good girl. Want to say something to the audience out there? Oh, is that it? Just a. Yeah, she was kind of funny. She wouldn't let me give her a little hug when we first got her, but now she's warmed up to me. She doesn't mind my hugs. So, yeah, they called her Red, but yeah, it's kind of a brownish red, but brown and gray is what she is. Maybe tan. Huh. Okay, she's laying down. She kind of looks like a. Like a wolf. Everybody says, "Oh, what a pretty dog." Yeah, she's pretty. Not a bad dog, For some reason, she just barks at other dogs. And she's not the only one. I've seen other dogs do that before with our previous dog Gubbio. He we'd walk, go walking and other dogs would just the owners would be pulling the dog back and Gubbio it's like, "Oh, hey, I'm not even going to pay attention to you." Didn't even turn his head. He just keep on. Let's just walk. But yeah, so she's on the. So I'm on the other side of that now. When I walk by, she's not every time, but yeah, she barks at other dogs. I don't know why she does that. Oh well. Well, let me. Let's see. What time is it? Still not light out yet. I got to get out there and do some more work. Oh yeah, so the other day I put some dirt. I filled in some low spots out in my front yard, and I got to put some more dirt out there. I'm gonna try to work on doing the bottom retaining wall. I did the retaining wall on the porch side or porch level of the garden. So now there's the lower part that's going towards the east side where my old garden is, and I'm going to work on that retaining wall there. That way I can start to move the dirt and get a whatchamacallit, a pathway to the tough shed that's way in back. And use some more of that decomposed granite I got piled up back there. So let me call it quits for now. I'll try to remember to make another post. I've just been forgetting about it and just enjoying myself. So, have a good one.